Okay, so today it's, ooh, the battery's almost gone. Well, we'll do the best we can. Lesson 411, it's called Lifting and Pressing on the Floor. Today is October 21st, 2015. So begin lying on your back. Your arms are down by your sides, your legs are long, and we're beginning the lesson as we always do with a scan. Scan meaning is to just start to scan yourself, to start becoming aware of how you're lying on the floor today. Starting to become aware of what parts of you are touching the floor, making contact, what parts of you are not making contact. So perhaps after the little bit of description I gave, you can assess for yourself, how do I feel up in those shoulder joints and shoulder blades? How do I feel down by my wrists? How does my pelvis and my hips lie on the floor? And then how do my legs lie on the floor? All right, so what parts of you feel like they really let go? So there's a softness there and that they're able to rest on the floor, and what parts of you are raised away from the floor? And then lastly, noticing how the back of your head is resting on the floor. And then we've explored what does that mean on your front side, how your nose and face is orientated towards the ceiling. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Go slow enough so you can observe the quality of rolling your head to each side. Excellent. Okay. So I'm going to have you bring your arms to resting on the floor above you. If you do have any kind of shoulder or arm kind of issue, please find a way to be comfortable with this. It's preferable if the arms are long, but if that's uncomfortable in a shoulder, then, you know, bring the arm a little more bent, you know, find something reasonable. And spread them a little bit and spread your legs a little bit. There you go. So, thinking about what I described, we're going to start off by you lifting both your arms and your legs, the 4 points. So if you lift the 4 points, think about what sinks. That's it. So lift your legs and arms and then lower back down. It's not a big lift. So, you know, maybe 2 inches away from the floor is good enough, right? This is not about bringing your legs and your arms to the ceiling. But lift, that's it, and back down. Beautiful, Lynn. That's it. That's it, Bonnie. But try to lift them together and lower them together. So just lift and lower. Yeah. So all 4 parts. And then ask yourself, so all 4, that means both legs at the same time. So what part of you stays on the ground? Excellent. Okay, as you do it just once or twice more, really observe and sense, what do you do in your lower back? Some of you are going to flatten, and some of you are going to arch. Okay, and then let that go. Rest for a minute. Okay, so now we're going to do just the left arm. We only have one of those. So again, very much like I demonstrated, right, is think about just the left arm lifting. And if it's straight, right, what's happening deep in the shoulder joint and shoulder blade? And then when you lower the back of the hand back down, what happens inside the shoulder socket, right? Maybe you can think of your arm as a stick. So you barely lift it. That's way, way too much, right? You're not moving it through space. That, stop. Barely lift. Go back down. Even less than that. That's enough. And go back down. Don't hold it. You lift and you lower. Up. And feel what happens in the shoulder. Right? So you really have to draw attention inside the shoulder joint, right? Inside there, and just stay with the left arm, slowly. It's a ball in a socket. We have four of these. I don't know why it always reminds me of an ice cream scooper. But it does. You know, like scooping ice cream, right? And then you make this ball of ice cream from inside the ice cream scooper, right? At least old ice cream scoopers. Forget Cold Stone now, where they use these flat things. It's because I worked at Baskin Robbins. So you went round and round and round to form this ice cream that sat inside this scoop. And it can swirl around and move in there. That's a visual for me. That is what the head of your arm is like inside the shoulder joint. Like the ice cream that can swirl around. Okay, pause. We're now going to go to the right leg. Okay, so stay comfortable with the arms up there. You okay, Marlene? Okay. So let's go to the right leg. So again, remember just the right leg, and it's like a stick. Nice, Lynn. So what goes up, what goes down? And even if you don't feel it, you can hallucinate it. I've given you beautiful, a very good description. And in some ways, I'm going to say this isn't kind of the easiest lesson. Yeah, because you don't get to bend things, right? And again, with the right leg, really observe and watch, what do you do in your pelvis and in your back? Are you an archer or do you press? You're doing fine. And maybe you can try both. Can you try to press the lower back down? Yeah. Okay, you're an archer. Right? And not that anything is, that's it. And then you try to keep the lower back down. So if you're an archer, right, it means that the abdominals, the front side is not very organized to be strong. So it means you use your back for everything. Okay, pause. Let's slowly bring your arms down and just rest for a minute. Okay, so let's come back to the same position. And let's try now, since we just did the right leg, let's go to the left leg. And one of the first things to observe and notice is, how is it different? There's going to be a difference for all of you. So some of the first differences is, one leg might feel easier or harder. Or it might be a weight thing. Wow, this leg is lighter. Or wow, this leg is way heavier. That's it. Now let's just pause for a moment. We're going to continue with that leg, but pause. But we're going to add one more little piece onto it. And a lot of this takes thinking or thought in your mind. So as you're going to allow the left heel, let's say, and leg to lift, could you imagine that I come over and I do the lifting? And so as I do the lifting, I also do a little lengthening. That means I would lift the heel, but I'm also going to kind of pull it a little bit away from you. And Lynn, you have a good idea of this from yesterday, right? So think lift and, okay, Sharon's going to lift and pull my heel a little bit and then lower it down. So it's almost like it pulls a little bit out of the socket, it pulls the pelvis, pulls a little bit on the spine. Excellent. Beautiful. Let's just pause with that leg and let's think of the same thing now going back up to your right arm. So we're going to lift, but there's also a slight pull, like as if I was grabbing your wrist. So if the elbow is bent, it actually gets a little longer. That's it, Marlene. Yes. Okay. And then something happens in your spine. So think less lift and more pull. Okay, relax. Yeah, relax. Let go. Doesn't it? Now I want you to reproduce that. Yeah, because it's like things are all bunched up in there. So it's like, oh, how could we do that? See how that grabs your spine too? Yeah, so now. Excellent, Lynn. Excellent, you guys. And these movements can get fatiguing, so at any moment when you feel done, pause and rest. Let's try you still more out here. Okay. Let's think. Nice. Okay, and then let's have everybody rest. Bring your arms slowly down. Don't want to keep them up there too long. And just take a moment to sense what's different now in the way that you're making contact. Okay, let's bring the arms up again comfortably. And we're going to now combine an arm and a leg, working with diagonals. So let's just start with the two that we just left a moment ago, which would be your right arm and left leg. So can you think of, like, it's like a diagonal line going through you, so you're going to lift the right arm and left leg at the same time. Again, it's a very minimal lift, and then lower. Beautiful. Some of you are really getting this. So remember, not only the lifting, but the pulling, right? Beautiful, Lynn. That's it, Marlene. Excellent, you guys. That's it. Pause. And we're going to try the other diagonal, which would be now the left arm and the right leg. Right? So again, the more that you can think of a little bit of pulling, like lengthening, you know, it's like if you were to pull two ends of a rope and you make it taut, right? Because otherwise, if you don't do that and you just lift up, you sink a lot in the middle, right? Right, if you just lifted two ends of a rope, you're gonna have this big loop in the center. But if as you lift, you pull, you create all this length. But there's also power in that. And now the last thing, which is probably the hardest thing, is I'm praying that you're all breathing. I think we might be holding our breaths. So notice for yourself, can you breathe? Excellent. Beautiful. And let's pause. We're going to do one more before we take a little rest. We're now going to stay in this position, but you're going to do your head. Okay, so you're going to think about first lifting your head. But again, I'd like you to think that you lift your head and it gets long. Right? So nothing else, Lynn. Just the head. Arms stay down, legs. But think about, and not quite that much. So just think if my hands slid under your head and then I pull. Right? So both Marlene and Lynn, you guys have experience of this. So think less up and think lengthening. Good. Okay. Let's pause and rest. Bring your arms slowly down. Okay, we're going to do one more movement in this position, and then we're going to change positions. So please bring your arms up one more time, right? And they're a little bit spread. The legs are a little bit spread. And remember in the beginning, we lifted all 4 points, but now it's going to be 5 points. You're going to do arms, legs, and lift your head too. And then back down. Beautiful, Marlene. And feel what part of you, or parts, plural, press into the floor as you lift those points. Okay, beautiful. Enough. Let's let it go and slowly bring your arms back down your sides. Okay, so we're going to now roll over onto your stomach. Once you're on your stomach, best to put the forehead down, and then your arms are long above you. Your legs are long, and again, slightly spread the arms, slightly spread the legs. Beautiful. Let your toes, Marlene, that's it, flat. So the tops of the feet are resting. So one of the first things to notice for yourself is the ease of this position. So some of you might discover that in this position, things are a lot easier. For some of you, it might feel harder than when you were on your back, and that tells you a lot about how you use the extensors on your back versus the flexors on the front side. Okay, so let's go ahead and start very gently with the right arm. Think of lifting and lengthening. So your head stays down, everything else is down, right? It's a lengthening as if I came and pulled on the arm, just the arm, and lowered it down. And truly, for some of you, if it feels fairly equal, that's fabulous. It means you use your extensors and flexors the same, or relatively the same. Good. Okay, let's pause with the right arm and go to the left. Again, lengthen, lift. And feel what happens in that shoulder joint. So not to lose sight of the teeter-totter effect, even though we've added length, right? The length doesn't change the concept that inside the shoulder joint, we want it to drop. But some of you, like I demonstrated in standing, right? You might be feeling it all wants to bunch up next to your neck. So first thing is just observing this for yourself. Excellent. Okay, let's pause with that arm. And let's move down to the diagonal leg, which is the right leg. So again, right now we're just doing one part of the five. We're not combining anything yet. But what happens when the right leg comes up? What happens on the front side of the pelvis and the belly? What do you feel inside the hip joint? What's happening on the right side? Beautiful, right? So something's moving in there, right? The ball is moving inside the socket. It's repositioning itself. Pause. And let's go over to the left leg. How is this leg different? It's so interesting when you break it down like this, there can be really big differences. And one, it's like a quadrant. Okay, let's pause. And we'll go to the last one, which we've added in is your head, right? So you just barely lift it up, no tilting, right? So tilting means that you're looking up towards the, let's say, the front of the room or where the mirrors are. You just barely lift. So your nose and forehead and mouth all stay parallel to the floor. Lift. And lower, and feel what happens in your lower back the moment you lift your head. Excellent. Okay, and let's pause for a moment in this position. As you're resting in this position, notice your breath and your breathing. And now as we continue on your stomach, before we do the diagonals, we're going to do something a little different, which is to work on one side. And this is kind of funky. Feels quite a bit different. So let's start with the left leg and the left arm. So you're going to lift and lengthen, left and then lower. Beautiful. And you guys are doing so well with this. What I'd like you to try to do is make it even more minimal and smaller. All right, just, it's almost like tapping up and down. Beautiful. Right, because the smaller you do it, you really get to notice what happens in your back, right? Your back immediately has to light up. It's quite simple. Okay, pause with that side. So in a moment, we're going to do the other side, and you can think about it for a moment, that you're going to do your right arm and your right leg, and trying for that same small quality, right? Because when you do too much effort, you lose the ability to sense what's really occurring. But it goes right to the back. Or maybe not. For some of you, it might go to the upper shoulder back area, right? It's in the shoulder, not in the back. Excellent. Okay, pause. And now can you think about doing, this is another thing we haven't done, we didn't do these on the back, because in many ways it's easier on the stomach, but you're going to do both legs the same time, just the legs and back down. I really like this one because you really get the feeling of like a hinge. And that's another example, like the ice cream scoop, but as a hinge, right, on a door. So as soon as those feet leave the ground, you feel what happens in the hips and the front side of your belly and pelvis. Boom, it presses to the floor. Beautiful, Bonnie. Okay, let's pause the legs. And try the same thing with the arms. So think about what you felt with the legs is the same thing in the upper arms, right? So it's that area in between your shoulder blades that would start to sink. And I know this is very foreign for some of you. Instead, what you want to do is lift there, right? So can you think of your chest, your sternum coming closer to the floor as the hands lift. And you still breathe. Excellent. Okay, let's pause again. And in your mind and thought, imagine now you're going to do all 5 points together. Arms, legs, head, and then down. Beautiful, Lynn. And asking yourself, what part of you presses into the floor? Right? Can you get that upper back to sink? Nice, Marlene, right? Get it to sink. Get the sternum, the breastbone to sink. Beautiful. And the head's lifting too. Excellent. And now let's just try doing the head and the arms, letting the legs pause for a minute. It's actually harder. The legs help. They help organize the upper back. So now can you just organize the upper back by itself? Excellent. And now let's try your head and your legs together, leaving the arms down. This may help organize the upper back better. So when you lift the head, think sink in the upper back. Excellent, you guys. Okay, let's let all that go. Let's roll over onto your back, and you can bring your arms down by your sides, and we're gonna just observe how are things different now. Parallel. You were doing fine. I know. You know what? It's a little hard on the face to do it. I know. So as you're lying there, let's just take a moment to have you think through in your mind, in your thoughts, what you just did on your stomach. And thinking about for yourself the ease of the movements, were they easier than when you were on your back? How did the different combinations show up for you? So you're just running through your mind the different combinations we did and how your experience was. Because as you go through this in your thought, it's re-signaling your muscular skeletal system. You actually don't have to move to make a change. You just have to think it. It has to happen first in your brain. Okay, so let's bring your arms up again, right? So you kind of like have these V, you know, kind of mild V points, beautiful. First of all, noticing maybe is it a little more comfortable somehow in the shoulder joints? Okay, so we're gonna just try one or two more times of the lifting. Lifting all 5 points, and then lowering. But before you do, I know, just hold off for a sec. Before you do, because this is where we're going, you're going to add in at the end of the lift, as you lower, you start to press. Okay, so that's the next phase. So you lift, and instead of just lowering to the floor, you're gonna press the heels, you're gonna press the back of the hands, and you're gonna press your head. Right, so Lynn, this is kind of like, remember I was showing you about the older man bent over, right? Going through the range, okay? So one of the most important things with this work is that we always cross over. There's a full range. It's like the yin and the yang, right? So we did lifting, and now the other end of things is pressing. So you lift and then you lower, but then you introduce pressing. And just seeing, is pressing easier, more challenging, about the same as the lifting? Excellent. Okay. Now, staying in this position, let's go to the left arm first. You're just going to start to press. So see if you can do the pressing without lifting. Think of the back of the hand, and it presses and release. You know, sometimes people go, I don't know if I'm pressing. Well, then you experience not pressing. Does that make sense? How does one know what they're doing? Press and let go. So if you're pressing the back of the hand, right, inside the shoulder joint, that ball in the socket kind of lifts up a little bit. So it means that the ribs arch a little bit. Excellent. Okay, let's pause with the left hand. Let's try the right hand. So one of the things as you're doing this is if any type of level of frustration starts to occur, that usually occurs when something's really hard, what you can think about is, what other way can I approach it that would be easier? So again, if pressing is hard, you can go back to slightly lifting, because as you lower, that's the same thing as pressing. And then you can sink into pressing. And then slowly you can reduce down to, okay, now I can just press and release. And that you get an arch in the back. Beautiful. Okay, pause with the arms and let's go to the back of your head. So you're going to now press with the back of your head and let it go. And can you sense and have in your thought how that upper back is lifting, right? You press the head back and the upper back wants to lift. And as you start to feel that, beautiful, Marlene, and Lynn, that's great. So continue, then add in pressing the back of the hands as well. Press, that's it. You guys are doing great. Yes, only thing is I am gonna have you just reduce your work. Is it better your arms here than up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I want you to just, maybe let's try, yeah, like that. And right here, thing. Press. Yeah. And then even smaller. Yep. That's perfect. Even a little smaller. Yep. That's it. Yeah, because when you have all that, like, that's always a signal. I forget your first name.
Tori.
Tori, that's it. I'm like picturing the emails up, Tori. When it, right, that's the dysfunctional part that we want to bypass. Mm-hmm. And the only way we can bypass it is not to even enter it, so that we get a new message in your brain. So for you, it's just keep on going less and less. Okay, so I don't even want you to touch it. You want to stay below. So, just in your thought, back of the hand thought. Oh, much better. That's the level. We want to get rid of that, like, it's like being on a real bumpy road. Mm-hmm. And it's neurologically not a real functional way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pause with that. You guys, you're doing great. Stay in the position a little longer because we don't want to leave those legs out of it. Let's go down to your right leg. And again, press the heel. And then release it. Press. Excellent. And release. Press. Okay, great. Let's try the right leg. Press and release. So do the right one, let the left one relax. Think minimal, press the right. Excellent, now can you press both feet? Excellent. Okay, let's slowly take a break. Bring your arms down. I think your arms are tired. And rest. So, there's a couple places where this lesson can be so useful for anybody that you know, like in my situation, that's going to have surgery, has had surgery, or like dental stuff. These are great things to do. So, like the pressing, like you can like be in a dental chair and to distract you, press the heel into the chair. You know how, right, your line there? You press and let go, press and let go. So I had to have kind of an emergency root canal last Tuesday, which should have taken an hour and it took 3 hours. And this dentist, and it wasn't anybody's fault, it just was really difficult because it was going through a crown. They didn't want to crack it, but one of my roots curved really, really bad, so a piece of metal broke up there. Anyways, but they, at the end, they were like, you are so calm, like the easiest patient. But this is what I was doing the whole time. Is pressing one heel, pressing the other, pressing both. So my mind was down with my legs and my feet, you know, the whole time that they're up doing stuff, you know, not to get all worried and stressed. It was just so easy for my mouth to be relaxed, to stay open, because my attention wasn't there. So I told them, especially for kids, this is a great thing to do.
So did they tell you doing that or not?
They had no idea, but they just were like, how are you so like calm being open so, you know, so much? Like a lot of people start to like really clench down that length of time staying open. And afterwards I told them. But they couldn't feel it because it was like what you guys are doing. Okay, one last time, let's bring your arms back up and we'll combine some parts of pressing. So let's do right arm and left heel. Remember, it's the back of the hand. And this is pretty cool because you start to feel like a diagonal arch, right? So you're pressing, no lifting. Try just pressing. That's it, Marlene. Right? And try to press the back of the hand equally with the leg. I know that the tendency is we'll want to do one more than the other. And here's the rule of thumb, and this is for every class you ever attend. If it's the hand that's minimal, make the leg minimal. It's totally opposite of what we think, right? We think if one part of us can do more, let's get the other part to do more. You always go with the less. Because then you learn something in the brain. Excellent. Now let's try the other diagonal. So I think that would be the back of the left hand and the right heel. Press, release. Excellent. Let that go. Now let's try pressing the back of both hands and your head. Right? Beautiful, Marlene. So that whole upper back's going to want to kind of lift, right? You press the hands and the head. And again, really pay attention. If there's one part of you that can press more, back it off. You always go to the least common denominator. Because what you normally do in life is you go with the other way. Whatever can push the most, and then that's the problem. Because then you start relying on that one part, and then the other parts never get to learn. Excellent. Now let's shift to the two legs. Press them again, the two heels. Let the arms and head be in the background resting. Okay, and one last one. Can you press all 5 points? Right? Press and let go. Right? So it's almost like the whole back wants to lift up. Press and lift. I should say press and let go. That's it. Okay, let's pause. We're going to just do one more. We're just going to go back one time before we finish up and rest to lifting. But before you do, just think about it. Just think again in your thought, in your mind, how we did pressing, and the opposite of pressing is lifting. And I'm going to have you do both, but we'll start with lifting and then lowering into the press and then lifting. And what you're observing is the ease in which it shows up now. So let's go ahead and lift all 5 points, lower, and press. Excellent. Excellent. Something magical happened for some of you. Maybe just do it once or twice more and that's good enough. Don't want to overdo it because a few of you, there is such a big change. It's so awesome. Okay, bring your arms down and rest. And again, let's just take a moment noticing how you're resting now on the floor. What's different? How is your breath and breathing? How are you making contact now? And just most importantly, what is showing up different? For each and every one of you, that's going to be unique. So just see what is different for you. Because that's the most important piece for you. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side and how that feels. Excellent. And then you're going to take your time to eventually roll to a side, to come to sitting, and then come to standing to observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.